The following previews are of Graphic Audio Productions, rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
Eagles 8, Blood of Eagles. The Oklahoma Panhandle is 100 miles of lawlessness and danger, a no man's land designed to separate Texas from pro-union Kansas. Through this desolate strip rides legendary gunslinger Falcon McAllister with a 12-year-old Indian boy by his side. Behind them lies a scene of horror left by a band of outlaws who've murdered the boy's parents and massacred the settlers of a small wagon train. And the list of atrocities doesn't end there.
What did you call me? Did you call me crazy?
Come on, Billy. Back off. It's just the way you're talking. Damned if you ain't the contrariest critter I ever seen.
You know who used to call me Crazy Tuck? My mother did. My own mother. Can you beat that? The old bitch said I was crazy as a loon, just like you said a time or two.
Well, I'm sorry, Billy, but I...
Do you know what I did when I heard that too much, Tuck? She said that one too many times. And I took a strop knife to her. I knocked her down, then I busted open her jaw, and I cut out her damn tongue.
You killed her? You killed your own mother?
Hell no, I didn't. I let her do that herself.
As they search the panhandle for the killers, Falcon and Wahatli enter a storm of greed, thievery, and betrayal that has its roots in two long, gleaming bands of steel. A new railway is penetrating this hostile land, meaning riches to some and death to many. Into this maelstrom ride a boy and a gunfighter on their own brutal search for retribution.
Falcon! Behind you on the roof!
Falcon ducked and turned, feeling a jab of lingering pain as his .44 came up. A man with a yellow sash pitched head first from the roof of the old trading post. Falcon was past the big wagon when some impulse made him turn and duck. There in the street, rising out of the settling dust, was a man as big as Falcon himself. A man with a smoking gun in his hand. Falcon dodged, tumbled, and rolled, and the pain in his middle became a living thing. Two more bullets kicked up dirt beside him, and he rolled again, coming up on his elbows to return fire. The specter in the dust dodged wildly and ran. In an instant, he was out of sight behind the wagon. Falcon came to his feet, advancing. A broken-down trough hid the underside of the wagon, and he started around it, then doubled back and went the other way. Asa Parker was waiting for him, crouched in shadows behind a tall wheel. He held a ready .45 and leaned outward, ready to shoot the instant Falcon cleared the water trough. Falcon circled around the lashed-up tongue and stepped past the iron tire of the all-four wheel.
Time's up, Parker. Colorado or die.
The glory and danger of the Wild West live on in Eagles number 8, Blood of Eagles.
The United States of America, land of opportunity, prosperity, and freedom. All of this ended in a flash of nuclear fire. Now, 100 years later, the Soviet Empire rules all. But a loose confederation of secret free American cities awaits its time to rise and strike.
Rock, get out!
They will be led by one man. That man is Ted Roczen, the Doomsday Warrior.
Keep firing!
How many do you have left?
Who?
Me too. On three. One, two, three! Next!
Think that Sample complete. Ready to continue?